The dialect of Horton in Ribblesdale, Yorkshire. Dick Davies, a native of Horton, a farmer, aged 64, recorded in his home in Horton by Stanley Ellis on the 27th of October, 1952.
They brought a family up, nearly more than a family, and they used to keep a few hens, and Horton's kept a pig.
Yeah.
And a good one at that, a white team bob a week, and they used to make a good pig, bring a good pig up and kill it. And also a few hens of their own.
How much
would
that weigh?
Big? Oh, for 20 to the pound, 25 and 20 cents. Mm. To make them gay good ones. Mm. Finish them off with oatmeal boars.
Yeah.
They were good pigs.
You don't keep a pig yourself then?
Yes, I breed pigs.
Yeah?
Aye. I breed pigs.
How long have you done that?
Well, I've been them a long while, like, but at four in this last while, when meal was about to get, I gave over for a bit. And I started just 2 years in again. I've Powell Islands left right now. I just had a little bit since. Nine on them.
They just four there?
Aye, two of them should have gone last week, and he's never come for them.
Is that Michael Ball?
Aye, that's him. Them. He should have come for his stone, he hasn't been. I don't know what they'd do left if he'd come for this, but I'll sell him,
mum.
Yeah, that's right. They're always Max
Summit.
Oh, Max Summit, isn't it? Oh, well, they were the key when I kept them last winter, weren't they?
Ah, they would have left. You ran on Max Summit.
Seven or eight? Six. Mm-hmm. I kept six and took them along Preston.
Ah, I know that fella came to look at them, but you took only February.
Well,
Preston, but I know you took them very damn good job,
Mary. Yes. Jackson's and I got Campbell to take them.
I took them in the north to go to Kiel. Yeah.
They were graded. Mm. They went to Bradford. With a kill a pig?
Aye.
Well, the health is it.
Yeah.
In pig hole where he's living. Aye. Let it walk out and we're going to kill it and they put it on a stock.
Aye.
And tease it legs. Then put it on the back and sticks it.
Where?
That doesn't cut it through that road, that cuts them this way and then sticks them. Mm-hmm. And then on the side and lets them bleed.
Mm-hmm.
And that scores them. You score them, you score all tears off and you scrape them with whittle nose clean. With knife, whittles, fly butchering knives.
Aye.
Shaves them, you know. Shaves them right clean. Then I rings them up and takes the inside out. I've never seen one butchered.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a good job, it's about an hour. They let you think all night, and then they cut them up next day. If it's sweet and nice, you said, cut them up. Brings him into the house and links him out ready for salting.
Where?
By way of a cellar. And some old leads. Leads me that. So just links him on a bank then, or these blue flags. Salts him on them.
Of
course, a flick of bacon then, or.
Aye.
A flitch of bacon.
Aye.